Now I'm going to show you guys how to take your cannon after you've gotten it completely drawn, the half, and copy paste it and flip it. So in this case, I decided not to draw the circles or these lines across or this one. Now I think I should have drawn this one. So I'm going to go ahead and actually I'm just going to copy paste. So notice how I'm taking like one last look. I have smart guides on. That's why it's doing that. Let me take smart guides off. Let me go ahead and put this line in here. Just taking one last look what I need to draw. I think I'm going to leave that little nail hole or bolt hole or whatever off. I'm going to leave all that off. Leave that line, these bolts off. And of course that part off. So I think I'm pretty good. I've got pretty much the whole thing drawn. Now I'm going to take my white arrow. I'm going to drag across all these parts. Don't do a command A, because if you have anything anywhere else, and I do, I've got a couple little things hidden. It's going to grab all those two and going to make a bigger thing. So once I've done that, I think I'm going to go up and go object group. Just in case, this way I can select it with the black arrow in case I deselect and then I have all those little parts. Now I'm going to do a copy, command C, and a paste, command V. Going to come over and do my reflect, which should be a vertical reflect, which I can sort of see. And now I'm going to get my black arrow. Oh, the group worked. Move it over here. Now, if I want, I could turn on smart guides to help me line it up. Let's see how we do. And voila, look at how quickly I put that cannon together, and it's a perfect mirror. Look how good that looks. It's so much smarter and easier and time efficient than trying to draw it the whole thing at once instead of doing copy, paste, and flip. Now I'm going to go connect it, and then I'll go delete one of the parts that I don't need. So let's start here at the top. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw the circles first. So going to make the circle and line it up. I think I should make it just a hair bigger. Now, I'm not so sure if my little center guide is perfect or not, but I'm going to go ahead with that. Copy paste, make it a little smaller. Now, if I put smart guides back on, smart guides would probably help me. Not sure if my smart guides came back on. I don't think they did. Do another copy paste for the next. There we go. My smart guides weren't on. Okay. Make this one a little smaller. Actually, I think it's easier to use the align tool than it is to use smart guides. But smart guides do work. See, I think it's a little wonky. So now, I said in the assignment, you shouldn't have any fill. But anybody who wants to fill in this part is more than welcome. I will not take any points off either way. So I'm going to go ahead and fill that. Now, just to make absolutely sure, because I don't think I hammered it with smart guides and I turned them on kind of late, I'm going to select all those. I'm going to go to the align, center, center. Yeah, see, they were still a little off. And I've got it perfectly lined up. Okay, make sure once you did that fill that you flop your line back over. Now, I think I'm going to do this I'm going to click and let go. Click and let go. I'm going to turn smart guides back off for a minute. And I know that sits a little bit above, but I think I'm going to do it like this. And then I'm going to take and copy paste. Remember how I showed you this with the axle? So the beauty of doing this at the end like this is that I can get this beautifully cut. And I can do a lot of copy paste, which saves a lot of time. So over here, I'm going to select it, get my add anchor point, and pretty soon I'll show you how to use the scissors. So we could use scissors on this too. Yeah, I'm going to add an anchor point here. Just make sure you're adding it to the right thing. Noticed how, actually, I don't like that. I want to cut it a little more in here. Oh, look at that. Looking so good. And then we get down here. Oh my God, those don't look like they lined up. It didn't look, doesn't look to me like this lined up like it should have. So I'm going to go ahead and select it. Even though I was using, I'm going to go ahead and use a guide. So I'm going to select this with the black arrow. And line that up a little better. Shouldn't have affected anything up there. Did affect this a little bit. This looks a wee bit off. I'm going to leave it go. It's just a hair. Now, Command J. Oops. You know why I did that? Because I had the whole thing selected. That is strange. Let's see what happens. Let's try it again. I don't think I've ever had that happen before. I'm going to, no, I'm going to Command J this too. I think I'm going to wait on that one. So what I'm going to do, problem is I have to put a bolt there. And I think I would rather, there we go. I'm going to put that there. I'm going to come over here and grab one of these bolts. Remember, we changed these in class. But I wanted to have this video ready for you today. I'll put that bolt there. Now, I could use smart guides to make sure I get these all lined up nicely. Smart guides is great. It's not always perfect, but I suppose the more we use it, the better we'll get at it, right? Some more copy paste. The reason I kind of held off on this one is because I need to cut it with the scissors tool. And, oh man, it would really be nice to Command J those. So what I'm going to do though, is instead of copy paste, I'm going to take the pen tool. I'm going to click, oops. I think what I have is because I did some things on top of there as I got a little extra. Some little extra stuff in there I don't really want. Let me blow this up so you guys can see what I'm doing. I'm going to connect these like this so I get those nice corners. Then I'm going to go in with the pen tool and I'm going to cut this out. Beautiful. There we go. Now, before I forget, I think I'll make this little bolt or nail hole or whatever it is. It's gonna look like a little black circle. So I'm gonna hold the shift key. It's just gonna look like a little black circle. Not much else we can do. And it's gonna be hard to move because it's so small. See how it doesn't? There we go. And what I'm gonna do is put that in there. It's a tight fit. And here's where you got to think about the negative space. And maybe you have to adjust this to be different than what you actually see, because we want to get the feeling of there being some little connector in there. So I kept making it smaller until I had the space that I thought was right. And this is kind of tricky because you just got to keep blowing it up until you can grab it. Just one of those things. Put it in there where I think it should be. Now, I've got a copy paste here, and I'm going to keep this because I know down farther, I've got other places I want to use this. So I'm just going to paste it right there and have it there and grab myself a nice straight line. Oops, I'm using a black arrow. That's why it's doing it. Grab myself. Oh, I'll grab this one. Nice straight line. See, this isn't as tough as we think because there's so much copy and pasting to this. The trick is to not be over impatient, to look it over really good. Oh, this is kind of a pain having to blow this up so much. Here's what I'm going to do. I put it in copy. I'm going to take it down here, paste it, and blow it up when I'm closer. Sorry, I was looking to see if I could find a trick to grabbing it without having to blow it up so much. Okay, like holding a key or something that would select that, but I didn't seem to have any luck. I know it's on the ends. I'm gonna go over here and just do a paste. Probably I should have had smart guys on for that one so I could have lined them up, but looks pretty good. And then look at this. One last thing, two things to do. I have to delete something yet, but grab these two ends, Command J, get those really nice corners. And then I come up here, and if I turn off my drawing for a minute, I turn the eye off, we can see this little part right here doesn't belong on here. So that's kind of paying attention to detail, which is a very key, important thing. I got to do that again, make absolutely sure what parts I need to take off. Paying attention to those little details can be important. So it's just this little part right here. We'll turn that off again. That goes straight across, and this doesn't have anything. So all I need to do now, my pen tool, click and let go, hold the shift key, click and let go. And I think I've successfully completed. The first part of the canon. So let's do this to see how good it looks. Go ahead and put up your sub layers, turn the eye off on the template. And there is, I'm going to get rid of that. Oops, it must be locked. Hang on one sec. Trying to get rid of the guide, but it won't go. So let's just hide the guide. Now I'm going to turn off. And there's our canon. There's the first part of our canon. And it looks perfect. And if for some reason you wanted to open this end up, I would go back and do it now. But this part is done. So hopefully we are going to now move on to the barrels, and I will make some little videos to help you with the barrels.